tell you about the man who got his ass on the top. His whole abdomen would go up and down on your dick, farting out the words. It was unlike anything I ever heard. Bubbly, thick, stagnant sound. Sound you could smell. This man worked for the carnival in the gig, and his talking was like a novel you can chill with this act. After a while, his ass started talking on its own. He'd go in without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the gags back at him every time. Then it developed sort of teeth-like little raspy, incurving hooks and started eating. He thought this was cute at first and built an act around it, but the asshole would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out of one to equal rights. It would get drunk, too, and have crying jags, and I loved it. Finally, he talked all the time, day and night, like a human for blocks, screaming at it to shut up, beating at it with his fists, and sticking candles up at it. Nothing did any good, and the asshole said to him, as you were going to shut up in the end, not me, because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and shit. And after that, he began waking up in the morning with transparent jelly like a tadpole's tail all over his mouth. He would tear it off his mouth, and pieces would stick to his hands like burning gasoline jelly and grow there. So finally, his mouth sealed over, and the whole head would have amputated spontaneously, except for the eyes, you dig? That's the one thing the asshole couldn't do to see. Nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied, so the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped inside the skull, sealed off. For a while, we could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. And then finally, the brain must have died.